the concept behind the dairy donation program is that when prices come down, it is oftentimes because more supply is chasing fewer buyers. Sure. Is there a way in which we can do what we do with almonds and cherries and peaches and tomatoes, that when there's a surplus in those markets, we go into that market, we meaning USDA, sure, and we use our commodity purchasing power to purchase commodity and then steer it to the school lunch program, maybe put it into an emergency food assistance food bank situation, or maybe there's some other place that it could be placed. So the donation program would be basically us going into, sure, the market and readjusting the supply so that prices would stabilize. The way the system currently works, there has to be a period of time when the feed differential and all milk price differential is less than $4 for at least 2 months before the system gets triggered. And then if it goes above $4, you have to restart it. So I think we're just going to have to see. I don't think you can quantify today what's going to happen. Hopefully, we never use it. Hopefully, we do the right thing of continuing exports, continuing to encourage consumption domestically, and we never get to a situation where we see a price decline that would precipitate the program. But if we do, we want the program to work well.